1 Peter chapter 5. Now, I want to say something to you, who are leaders of the groups of believers. Like you, I am also a leader. I myself saw how people caused Christ to have great pain, so that he died. One day people will see how great he really is. Then I will be among those people, who join with him in heaven. So I say this to you who are leaders. Watch over the group of believers that God has given to you. Be like a shepherd that takes care of his sheep. Lead them well, because you want to do it. Do not do it just because you have to do it. Do it in the way that God wants for you. Do not be a leader, because you want to receive money for yourself. Instead, do it because you want to help people. God has given you a group of believers to take care of them. Do not try to rule over them with power. Instead, show them how to live in a good way, so that they can copy you. Then our Master, Christ, will give you a beautiful crown, when he appears. That is a great gift that will never become old, or less beautiful. He is the great shepherd who takes care of us. I want to say the same thing to you, who are young men. You must respect the authority of the leaders. All of you, who are believers, must respect one another. Do not think that you are more important than other people. The Bible says, God is against proud people. But he is kind to humble people. Remember, that God is strong and powerful. So be humble in front of him. Then he will lift you up to a good place at the right time. If you have any kind of trouble in your mind, give it to God. God has promised to take care of you. Think seriously about how you live. Watch carefully for danger. Remember that the devil is your enemy. He wants to hurt you. He walks about like a hungry lion. He is looking for someone to kill and then eat them. But you must be strong to fight against him. Trust God completely. Remember this. Believers all over the world are having the same kind of trouble. Yes, you will have trouble like this for a short time. But after that, God will make everything right. He is completely kind, and he will always help you. Because you belong to Christ, God has chosen you to live with him in heaven forever. You will join him in that beautiful place. Then God will make you well again. He will make you strong in your spirits. You will be able to stand strongly. Yes, God rules with power forever. Amen. This is true. Silas has helped me to write this short letter to you. I know that he continues to trust Christ well. I have written to you because I want you to be strong. I have told you how God is kind to us, and he helps us. This is God's true message to you. So continue to believe it, and be strong. The believers here in Babylon say hello to you. God has chosen them as his people, together with you. Mark, who is like my son, also says hello to you. When you meet, kiss each other as Christian brothers and sisters. I pray for all of you who belong to Christ. I pray that God will give you peace in your minds.